with Victor Essie at the Mandators. Nacio, you there?
Yeah, mama, there.
All right, man, we got Nacio Fontaine live. Thanks for calling in, man. How you been doing?
Yeah, we're talking to the people right now?
Yes, I'm sorry. You are live on KDHX Positive Vibrations and anyone that's listening on the internet right now, sir.
Yeah, we say greetings to the people in the name of the Most High God, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I tell you, the reason I have you on, I appreciate once again you calling. You have a brand new one out. It's going to be called Revolution, the CD. I have two songs we're going to showcase in a little bit, and I'd like to maybe talk to you for just a little bit and let people know a little bit more about Nacio Fontaine.
Yeah, well, we're glad to be here talking to the people. It's a pleasure, you know?
All right. I'll tell you, in previous conversations, you know, I know you've had a humble upbringing, and you've told me you've really used it as a positive, you know?
Yeah, you know?
Tell people about, like, where you're from and all that stuff, please.
Well, my name is Nacio Fontaine, and I was born on the island of Dominica. Not the Dominican Republic, you know?
Right.
And it was named by the Caribs, Whitey Kubuli, you know, that is the original name for the island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christopher Crumbull has come and named it Dominica, but truly, you know, so I was born on the southeastern part of the island in a small village called Bagatelle. And there I was raised by a Carib mother, an African descent father, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I am the last of seven children. And we had no great materialistic things around us, but we had a very tight, loving family with great principles. And everything we ever had, we had to work for, and the food we ate had to come from the earth around us. So I grew in a very humble area, and it caused I and I to be strong within and to know that everything that we must achieve, we have to work hard for.
Right. I appreciate that. Anything else on that one, or you want to go move on?
Yeah, well, the whole upbringing, it is what lead I and I and guide I and I through. And it is the same spirit that manifests itself into Rastafari. That is the whole concept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we are, that's what we are, and we cannot be nothing else. And we're glad and proud to tell the world we're coming to them in the name of the Most High, Selassie, Rastafari, you know? So,
right.
The way we grow up, it kind of grow us and mold us into a constructive energy, a very positive energy. And I want to thank my parents and my brothers and sisters and all the people who were in that village and who still live in that village as part of that energy.
Right. Hey, I know you moved to St. Martin in 1981, and that was the first time you were exposed to reggae music, correct?
No, not really first time I exposed to reggae music. That was the first time I ever traveled and left my country to another place.
Okay, so that's the first time, you know, that's when Bob Marley died in 1981. So how was he the influence on you and just the, you know, trip to St. Martin?
Well, like, you know, moving from Dominica to St. Martin, that was the beginning of a very constructive journey, you know, and it was good to see different things and different people, a different culture. And from there, we start grow on a different inspiration start flow through, you know. We start rebel from the things that the system taught us in school and in church, and a great spirituality start flow. And we realize that it is the spirituality and the force of Rastafari. So from there, we heard that Bob visited St. Martin. That was like 3 months before I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other news I heard that Bob passed, you know. And then we started hearing little music from Bob, because and then I started get exposed to that Bob music and Peter Tosh and Bonnie Wheeler and Colcha and Burning Spear. So, and I must say, me appreciate, and as a matter of fact, we appreciate, love it, you know, the music that Bob and all these great people before us brought forth. That was the yardstick, that was the foundation that I and I trod upon this day. You know, it's a whole positive energy, and we just have to enforce it and make it better and take it to bigger places and different places.
Right. You know, these two songs that I've been listening to, I've told the people all week long, they're called Jah Glory and Truth Will Reveal. You know, they're very rootsy. And one time you told me that you feel the message is, you know, a lot easier to understand in that rootical style.
Yeah, I mean, Jah Glory is a tune we write. So one morning, two birds came to my window and them almost kind of wake me from my bed because my window is always open, you know, through the night in the Caribbean. And these two little birds would come over every morning for a period of like a whole week. And they would scratch on the louvers and I would get up in the morning and I would go to the kitchen and have some coffee and I would sit down. And one morning I got up and take the guitar and start writing. I look through the window and I realize at the same time the birds them scratching on the window, I saw the sun coming right through. And I sat and usually as my morning prayer, I just realized I must say how good it is to glorify God early in the morning, hearing the birds them singing, knowing that another day is dawning, you know?
Right.
So it's our whole inspiration and life and everything has just come together and it brings forth a song, and the song is in the hands of the people right now. That is the energy that we feel, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real, real slow skank. And we were talking earlier, that is going to be the lead-off track on Revolution, right?
That is the first track on Revolution, yes.
And Revolution, like you've said, is not of guns and wars, it's of spirituality.
Yeah, because when we look upon it, we see that all the wars that Babylon governments and heads of governments has caused to happen and or has dictated through the earth, there is not one successful war, you know? All we had is people lost their lives and people still losing their lives and people have to suffer and death because of oppressor man war. So right now, reggae music come with a power that is a revolution, because the music can educate the people and can bring a blessing and a spirituality among the people, and that can change people's feelings about racial discrimination. It can change their hearts about hatred and can bring forth more love, because music no really have no color, you know, it's a universal language. So it's a whole revolution in itself to change people's thoughts and set more love and more spirituality, more unification amongst I and I people through the earth, be you black, white, Indian, yellow, blue, whatever people, you know.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to play a track also from Reggae Power, Racial Pride, which you're hitting on right there. But nice stuff. But I'll tell you real quick before we go to Revolution. In 1986, you released your first track, which was a protest against apartheid called Born to be Free.
Come on.
Tell us a little about that time.
Yeah, well,
life.
During my coming into St. Martin in 1981, then me start get more exposed to news, because the news, me look on Babylon News and realize that there are some people in South Africa who are holding the people, the native people of the land, them are holding them captive and hostage and slave in their own country. And then I see it, well, like, it is not really right, because me hear the system talk about justice. Then I start look at the Human Rights of Declaration and I realize the Human Rights of Declaration that Babylon itself set amongst itself say that everyone was born free. And I say, then where is the freedom? Then we start write a tune called Born to be Free, taken from the Human Rights of Declaration, expressing if we are born free, why should certain set of people or a few people or elements of oppression want to hold people bondage when they know that it's wrong? Understand?
Right, yeah.
So we write a tune called Born to be Free, and that was the very, very first time I ever stepped into a studio. And from then it has always been conscious music. You know, because the same fight me get in the Caribbean is the same fight the people of South Africa get, or the people of Missouri, or the people of California, or the people of India, or the people of China, or the people of Palestine. It's the same struggle all through.
Mm-hmm.
So we must stand and recognize it and fight it and kill it so that people can really live together in a harmony. You know, in a better understanding, knowing that war is not the solution, so all oppressors have to run, because no, justice must stand, you know?
Right. I tell you, in 1992, you know, you went to Kingston and recorded Reggae Power, and you've told me that, you know, you didn't release it for 2 years, but you almost never released that record, and that would have been a real shame because that is a killer.
Thank you, my brother.
I mean, so what happened there? I mean, you know, I know you there was the funds, but you almost didn't release that, right?
Yeah, well, we went to Jamaica to record, and in my recording, it's true, and all true. I never really had promotion and management and all of that. Mr. Man go work at supermarket and go work hard places to make some money to go into the studio to record some music, you know, because Marcus Garvey say, when they don't want to give you, you have to find for your own self, you know. And I recorded the music with some little funds. Some people helped me with some little funds and what I had of myself. And I recorded the music and had no funds to really manufacture the product, you know.
Right.
And it come to a point where I manufactured it and 2 years run and I have it in my bedroom and decide, well, to me the music did really kind of pass because I have it in my possession and nobody don't know I have it in my possession. But to me, me hear it over and over and me figure, well, say, let me wait until we get do some other music to put with it and stuff. And some people would come home and hear it and say, is this your music? I say, yes. And with them listen to it and say, boy, release that very as quick as possible. Yeah. And then, because see, every time everything happen in its own time, you know, because the Most High has always been the guide who guide everything and make it happen at a point where it was necessary and needed most, you know. So I did the music, but I was an instrument, and I and I is always an instrument of the Most High, Emperor Haile Selassie, who guide and protect I and I.
Right, I'll tell you, I'm going to play three tracks in between your two new ones in just a little bit. And I'll tell you, Reggae Power is just a classic release. And thankfully you got the funds to release that, Nacio, because, you know, what else can I tell you? People love it. Every time I play it in St. Louis, people are calling up, wanting to hear more Nacio Fontaine.
Yeah, to all the people of St. Louis, man, it's just love and harmony. You know, it's just strength because we're just glad that the people were able to strengthen us in turn, that we can put out more strength for the people, by the people, you understand?
Yeah.
Because Rasta is a communication, is a universal vibe where it's not in the one man is an island. That is not how we operate. We operate like I and I, you know?
Right.
It's like all people together is one people, is one person, because everyone is the image and likeness of the Most High.
You got it. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're just tuning in, everybody, this is Professor Skank talking live with Nacio Fontaine, calling in from New York. And Nacio, with this new release, Revolution, what else can we expect from the release? I mean, how about who are the musicians and, you know, just the style? You have 10 more songs, right?
Yeah, we have, the album consists of 12 tracks, you know? So,
yeah.
Jah Glory and Truth Will Reveal. It's just two tracks. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, the music has not been released, you know?
Right. These are, yeah, this is two tracks that have not
officially
been released.
Officially, the music is not released. So, people like you, we cannot forget, and to all the DJs, we try to kind of spread it around, but officially, we have not really released the music.
I mean, how about who are the musicians on the group? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have some musicians. We have some great musicians on there, man. We have the drummer, which is Clifford Tulip Simpson, who played on all tracks, acoustic drums, you know. And then we have Derek Bourne on bass, and then we have Peter Tulak played on one track called Soldier, Revolution Soldier. Then we have Neville Kelly on keyboards. We have Nacio Fontaine on rhythm guitar, lead vocals, percussions.
Yeah.
And then we have Joe San Savarino, who played guitar. We have Mr. Fred Wells, who played guitar on certain tracks. We have Philip Henry, who played guitar on certain tracks also. And we have live sax solo by Sylvester Sly Scott, you know, who played on two tracks.
I tell you, I've been telling the people I've played this track, these two songs, probably 50 times this week, and I cannot wait to play them for everybody because they're going to blow them away.
And
Sounds great.
To just thank you, man, as a brother who has been there with us through all thick and thin. You know, it's a great pleasure to be able to talk to the people through you, you know, and like I say, every beat that can be done in a positive way to contribute towards reggae music, to allow it to reach to the people, to the maximum, that is important.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been telling people, I really feel that you are the man to take reggae into the next millennium, and it's a real, real true honor to have you call up, and I really appreciate it, too.
Yo, man, we are here to serve the people, Rasta. Mm-hmm. We're here to talk to the people, because reggae music is king's music. Reggae music is message music, liberation music. Without no arms, no guns, no bombs, we are here to break down all walls and barriers, set the people free.
There you go. Hey, I'll tell you real quick also that I know you've recently played a few festivals out in California, and I was just wondering, how are the shows going?
Yeah, well, last year we did Spirit of Unity Tour, which we did Irvine, and we drove up to Northern California. We did Gabberville, which is Reggae and River.
Right.
And these shows were nice because the West Coast is of a different vibe. People love the roots, you know. And then we just coming from California, we did the Bob Marley Festival. And it's a great pleasure, man, to be able to play for these people on the West Coast. And we expect to play for more people through America and the rest of the earth. And we will just keep on continuing doing the work that we were given to, you know.
I mean, I was hoping that you're going to be touring with this record, and I'm hoping you're going to come to St. Louis, Nacio.
Well,
we're dying to see
you. There are many things in the making. And right now, we just try to launch off the music and then put some great things into the makings. So sooner or later, the people who love us and wish to see us will have a great chance to see us. Things are going to happen, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Things are going to happen.
Without a doubt. How about Aphelion Productions? You know, that's with Lenny Shillingford, and that's really taking your music to another level in your, you know,
yeah,
marketing.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we put together our music, and we decided to put a company together to take the music. It's like the vessel, you know? It's like the medium vehicle to take the music to the people, because we really can't wait upon until people come put bread in our mouth to eat, and we are not dead from hunger. It's not like that. We're going to build the music and build a record company to represent reggae music, not only Nacio Fontaine, but a lot of different music out there. Take the music further and stronger and build it and make it get bigger, you know?
I'll tell you, if this record, these two songs, are any indication, you know, Revolution, without a doubt, it's going to be the reggae record of the year.
Yeah, well, my brethren, we look upon it like we work hard and we went through many days and nights, you know, fighting, good fighting over evil, you know.
You put a lot of hard work in, you know. I know this took a little longer than you wanted, but I know you guys are very happy with the result.
Yeah, man, we went through many trials and tribulations, but the hotter the fire, the finer the gold will be, you know. So we were never in a hurry as such, because we know fans were people continuously calling us and asking us, where's the record? And we know that we owe that to the people. But then we know if it's not right, we will be robbing the people. So we wanted to get a good recording done, and we have a good record right now, and we can serve the people. And humbly, I say to all the people listening to us right now, you know, me don't really want to use the word apologize, but we want to say that the time that we took to get a record done and all the times we couldn't serve them, we are here right now. We have never forgotten you. We are here with you. We will strengthen you. You will strengthen us. And together we can make it happen.
Well, I'll tell you, Nacio, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play that first track, Ja Glory. Play a few more from Reggae Power, and then I'm going to play Truth Will Reveal. And I just want to say once again, it's really been an honor and a pleasure for you to call in and talk to you. And I'll tell you, before we play these tracks, any parting words for the people of St. Louis and any of the people listening live on the internet right now?
Yeah, well, to the people of St. Louis, man, everyone who's listening and all those who don't hear, each one tell one that Rastafari live it, man. And if we can love God and live, then we can love everyone else, you know? And there is no need to war and strife against one another. You know, we can get together and make things work without going to war with one another. You understand?
Yeah.
Because life is too short to really fight against one another. See? Well, everyone have a heart and everyone can love. So make we just love one another. Listen to more reggae music. Take part of the revolution. Be a revolutionary. Not in the sense of war and crime, but in the sense free in everybody's mind. teaching rightful things, speaking the rightful things. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in Jah's sight, you know?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, Nacio. I'll tell you once again, thanks for calling. And everybody, right now, from the upcoming album called Revolution, I'm going to start things off with a track called Jah Glory.
Well, thanks. Give thanks and praises, man. Jah, Rastafari.
All right, Nacio. Be cool, respect, and I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, my brethren. God bless you.
Thanks again. Once again, everybody, that was Nacio Fontaine, and this is the track starting off his new one called Revolution. It's called Jah Glory. Check it out.
Oh, Why, oh, suffer. Every time I look around, I seem to feel the pain. Why can't we unite?
Unite.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, can't we unite?
Unite.
But I blessed ya. Why can't we unite?
Unite, unite, unite.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, can't we unite?
Unite.
Go, 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 make way
unite.
Go, 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 make way
unite.
Come on, people, say we've got to unite.
Unite. Still
live as one love, one love.
8:51 St. Louis time now for that second track from the upcoming album Revolution. This is a killer. It's called Truth Will Reveal.
Take up the mask of the faces.
Truth will reveal.
Who that is?